Shut up is exactly what I wanted to say to my friends. Actually, I did say to my friends multiple times. It's the Brett Maga Show. So the entire show went out to San Diego. This really cool work trip. Man, how cool is a work trip when you get to go to San Diego?
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Ah, where do you have to go to work? You like hate when they're like Cleveland. But no, they're like, we're going to San Diego. We're like, that's awesome. And so it was like this big radio conference. And at the radio conference, you get to like mingle with a bunch of people, network and party and hang out. And then once the conference was over, we got to fly out Saturday morning. So Friday night was ours.
Freedom.
You get to do whatever you want. And so to set the stage for what Friday night looked like, Friday night looked like a flight home for me. It was my daughter's birthday on Saturday, and I wanted to make sure I woke up and I got to be with her on her birthday. She was turning one. But Friday night, for the rest of the team, for Hannah, for Kevin, for AB, it was a party bus. There was this really rich radio guy, and he was like, hey, I'm taking my show out on a party bus. You guys can come on a party bus with me. And the three of them were like, sign us up.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I rode on the party bus for literally like an hour before I had to go catch my flight. They were cracking open White Claws and neutrals and slamming beers. I'm like, this is the craziest party bus ever. And they're like driving around sightseeing in San Diego. I caught a flight back and I landed. And you know when your friends tell you like, nah, it was an okay night. And then you have those friends that tell you, best night ever, man. That's what
you
I got.
You had to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to be there.
You had to be there.
These three got inside jokes now. They're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So what we're going to do is they're going to tell me three scenarios that happened after I left. Two of them will be truthful. One of them will be a lie. And I'm going to have to guess. And you can also guess, because you know as much as I know now, of which you think is a lie. There's no way this could have ever happened. This has got to be complete crap and made up. Hannah, go first.
All right. The scenario that I'm going to say is that Kevin got drunk and confessed his body count to the whole table.
To the whole table.
Okay, I can see him doing that because it's probably not a lot. He's like, hey guys, it's one. Just so you know, it's number.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
I didn't think it was a big confession.
Have I hit more deer than more people I've slept with? You'll never know. Or did I tell people?
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. All right. Is this a truth or is this a lie, Brett? AB was casted for a dating show.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. In the middle of last and that night?
In the middle of that crazy
maybe,
night.
Maybe not. Possibly.
Okay.
And then the last one, Hannah and I got barricaded in the men's bathroom.
Oh, that is so true. You two would just... I think that's the truth. So Hannah and AB, they get lost like walking to our own bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I've actually seen them locked in our company bathroom before. True story. True or not, were you guys in our company bathroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no, that one's definitely the truth. Taking that off the table. So now, was AB casted in a reality show? She is a reality TV junkie. We're in California, but San Diego's no LA. Or Kevin getting drunk and confessing his body count. I think AB getting cast in a reality TV show, it's got to be the lie. Has to be.
Is that what you're going with?
Yes, that's my final answer.
That was true.
What reality show?
So,
and how do I not know about it?
Do you want to describe
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so we walk up to this bar that was packed, and right outside of it, there were all these like guys my age-ish, I don't know, in suits. And they had boom mics, and they had cameras, and they were trying to like pull all these girls in, and you were supposed to Venmo them, and they would either like rate your outfit or rate your riz, or like you got to decide based on how much you paid them. Mm-hmm. And they kept trying to get all of us to do it.
Yeah, they wanted to cast us.
Yeah.
Of course you did it. You were yeah. What did you get? What was your score? Was it high?
I had them rate my outfit, and it was like so-so.
Yeah, I kind of thought that.
I was kind of wearing
actually.
My mom's yep. dress, so yeah. that might have been part of the reason. Yep.
I walked by, they called me a skibbity toilet. I still don't even know what that means.
They called you a skibbity toilet?
I didn't know that. I would have thrown a drink in their face.
And then is Kevin over under the deer count?
We don't know. It was fake. I guess we'll have to find out.
It's Y98 St. Louis.